Welcome in to another season of From the Ground Up. Well, not officially. That will be next week. But this week, we are teasing the start of From the Ground Up. We'll explain next. Hello and welcome to From the Ground Up from the UK College of Agriculture, Food and Environment. I'm Jeff Franklin, your host, back for another season. And this week, we'll be talking about what's coming up in April as we officially start another season next week. But today we're talking with Fayette County Extension Horticulture Agent Jamie Dockery about a viable gardening publication that every gardener should have.
You've been a horticulture agent for a long, long time, and the horticulture publication ID 128, very beneficial.
It is, and so few people know about it, Jeff. It's another one. I feel like everything about extension is like the best-kept secret. But our offices, our phones kind of blow up this time of year with lots of things, but vegetable gardening is foremost for a lot of people. I can't say enough good things about the publication we're talking about, and the term publication doesn't resonate with people. It's a booklet, but it is also available for free as a download online. It's a wonderful little 50-page book that essentially tells you everything you would need to know to garden. Even if you have never vegetable gardened before, this walks you through everything from plant selection to soil prep to crop rotation. Excellent information on specific crops, diseases and pests associated with those crops, things you can use to treat them. I'll go out on a limb here. There are both organic options and chemical options in the controls. We don't tell people how they should garden. We can help them either way. So all that information is listed for crops. It's just an invaluable resource. This time of year, when I'm in a vegetable gardening mindset, and few people realize that we're in the vegetable garden season March 1st. Mm-hmm. So I've already got things planted, growing, coming up, but a lot of people don't realize that opportunity exists. So over the next few episodes of this, we'll talk about some other things about the seasonality and things like this. But whenever we get that first call about vegetable gardening, my first question is, are you aware of our Home Vegetable Gardening in Kentucky booklet? And then I immediately hook them up with it. I mentioned it's online. I think county offices sell these for $1, or it varies by county, but they're not terribly expensive. This time of year, I am not joking, there is always a copy of this on my coffee table, on my desk at work, in my truck, beside the bed at the farm. I mean, I never want to be, and you know, I'm of a certain age, that my phone, when it's bright outside, is not the most obvious place to go for information. I just can't see it. So I want this close by because the charts and things in this publication, earliest planting dates, latest planting dates, when you do what and why. I could go on and on.
And that's one of the reasons that we are getting together today to promote this and talk about the Home Vegetable Gardening publication. And it is called ID 128. And is available, should be available in all extension offices, but if not, again, it is available online, and it's, again, the Bible, if you will, right, Jamie?
That's what I think of it as. Well, and Jeff, I'll share a tip, too. I mean, anyone who's listening right now can literally take out their phone, Google this, and have the information right in front of them. So if you're going to do this in a search engine, ID hyphen 128, that will generally get it in the first three results. If you verbatim do Home Vegetable Gardening in Kentucky, which is the title, that also pulls it up immediately. So you can look at it all there, but it's just kind of nice to have the hard copy to flip through, too, if you're not looking for a specific bit of information.
You are listening to From the Ground Up from the University of Kentucky College of Agriculture, Food, and Environment. I'm Jeff Franklin, your host, joined by Jamie Dockery, the horticulture agent in Fayette County. And we're talking a little bit about the home gardening publication, ID 128. But Jamie's also going to be our guest for the month of April. And Jamie, we got some pretty exciting topics that gardeners ought to be looking forward to. Maybe just touch briefly on some of those that we'll be talking about as we go through the month of April.
Absolutely. Well, I built on this initial topic because this booklet does cover every aspect. And some of these, I simply broke that out. First week in April, we're going to be discussing vegetable varieties and which ones you select. We're also going to cover a little bit about growing asparagus. There's a resurgence of interest, not only in food production. If you've been to Kroger, it's enough to make you want to get out and dig in the soil. But asparagus and some of those very easy perennial crops we'll be talking about. We're going to do a segment specifically on container gardening, just because many of us urban gardeners are a little landlocked and we don't always have the luxury of a giant plot. And then I thought we would wrap up the month of April by discussing the gardening seasons in detail. We'll mention that a little bit today, but the gardening season and succession planting will be another topic, and that'll probably be the last one in that we cover in the month of April.
So that's what's coming up for the month of April on From the Ground Up, as Jamie Dockery from the Fayette County Extension Office joins me. And don't forget, Extension Publication ID 128 is available at your county extension office, or you can just simply go online and search for a home gardening publication in Kentucky, ID 128. For Jamie Dockery, I'm Jeff Franklin, and this is From the Ground Up.